hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on. Go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on. Get paid. And all that glitters is gold. Only shooting stars break the mold.
I thought you were going to do the second one next week.
No. I asked if I should do them both, and you said yes.
Okay. Anyway, welcome to Going Digital, a Digimon We Watch podcast, on which I am Sporky.
I am Shin Garrett.
And this week, we watched episode number 48, Bakugeki Shinrei Mugendramon, Bombing Mission Mugendramon, or My Sister's Keeper.
The Japanese title's definitely, like, an infinity better.
Yeah. Also, man, like, Gigadramon, I think it was, one of the two, just has an attack called Genocide Attack.
They both do. One has Genocide, like, missile, and the other has Genocide Gear.
Okay.
Like, it's metal.
Yeah, it's pretty metal.
It's real.
And I'm sure Mei would like me to point out that those are both an evolved form of Aerodramon.
Of course.
Which makes them good.
I mean, they're no, like, canon Beamon, but, like, whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Like, they're non-canon Beamon.
Don't, man, like, come on, like, if they need someone to bomb something, they couldn't get the fucking bee that is just a, like, satellite cannon destroyer?
That's fair.
Like, I feel like the opportunity, I don't know when Fan Beamon was created.
I don't think it existed at this point, but we can still be mad about it.
Okay, I'm still going to be mad about it.
But before we get too far, I think it's time to plot in 60 seconds.
There's a lot in this episode. Do you think I can maybe have a minute?
Fine. Even 61 seconds might be acceptable.
Ooh, 61 seconds. Like, I'm going to have to, like,
we're
run
breaking
up
the trend.
I'm going to have to run up to it if you're going to give me that extra second.
Okay.
All right, count me in.
All right, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay, so this episode is the episode where Hikari gets sick. Because that happens in the digital world? I don't know. I don't think it ever happens again. But this is one of Hikari's two plot points. So, anyway, she gets sick, and then they're going to look for medicine. This is just, like, the Tai, Koshiro, Izzy, Sora, Hikari group. Everybody else is still gone. But they find a city that's America, Italy, Rome, just all the cities at once. So they go there, and then Sora is mom, and TK is dad as they watch over Hikari, as the rest of them go out to try to get medicine, which Izzy uses the power of the internet to do so. But they're being traced the whole time. So then that becomes an issue where they attack or whatever. And then they get the medicine. They wish Joe was here because he knows medicine stuff. And then Izzy uses a proxy and or Tor to confuse guys. But then they just start exploding everything. And then they run inside a building and then go to hell, I guess.
And done.
I kind of front loaded a lot, but...
Yeah.
I think I hit the main plot points.
That's true. Yeah, you forgot the part where at the end they all fall into a hole, but that's
no, I said that part where they go to hell.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's what they said in the sub. Yeah. It literally said hell.
Oh, yeah. I guess they do. Turns out hell is just a sewer, and that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I mean, like, hell is where the Numamon are?
Hell is other Numamon. That might be next episode's title.
Maybe, if one of us remembers it.
That's a big ask.
That's a huge ask. So I really like this episode.
Is it a Metal Edamon-sized ask? Okay.
Oh, boy. That... All right. You can have that one. That was pretty
okay,
good.
Okay, so yeah, so Hikari's sick. No one gives a damn.
No one gives a fuck.
Until suddenly Tai does.
Yeah, this is like, we need to know, like, this is after she falls on the ground. And, like, before this, she was coughing beforehand. Like, it was clear she was sick.
Yeah, she's clearly been sick for hours.
Right.
Also, I didn't want to interrupt you during your plot in 60 seconds, but I think this is, like, the fourth time she's been sick. So, let's see. She was sick at the beginning of the show.
Right.
And technically is sick all the way through episode 20.
Correct.
Because of timey-wiminess.
She was sick in the flashback.
Yep, she was sick in the flashback. She was getting better in 21, but we'll count that as part of the one. She was sick again during part of the being in the real world arc, and now there's this one.
Hikari has two character traits, and one of them is being sick.
Yeah, and the other is being Jesus.
Yeah, well, okay, it's three character traits, because one of them is just her being a moron and being way, 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 way too nice.
That's true.
And not giving a shit about herself.
Yeah, Hikari is not the throwing out the money changers kind of Jesus. That would be way cooler.
Hikari is kind of just like a bad character.
A little bit. I like what they briefly try to do with her in 02.
Yeah, but then the writer changed.
Yep.
Well, that'll be in... I can't say a year now, because it's less... No. It's like...
A couple months. 3?
Depending how long the mid-season break is.
That's true. Let's see. So, after Tai has this flashback in which he's kind of a shitty brother, but also his parents just left Hikari alone...
We get this flashback, like, all episode.
That's true, but I'm going to cover all of it now because it's bad and I don't care about it.
It's bad, but I can see past the badness and at least it's an interesting conflict in the episode.
Yeah. Anyway, Tai's mom gets real mad when Tai takes her out to play when she's, you know, running a fever of 102 or something.
What was that song?
But again...
Was that 103 that's in the song?
It might be. I wasn't paying that close attention to music.
We should have done 103 so we could play that song.
Oh.
That I can't remember the name of.
I don't know this song, so...
You know, it's like... Dun, 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 dun. Got a fever of 103.
Please put that in over you sort of melodizing it.
I'm kind of afraid to because of how horrible it'll be.
It'd be real funny, though. It'd be a lot like this show.
This show as in Digimon, or this show as in this podcast?
I mean, do I have to choose?
Yes. I'm putting you on the spot right now.
Honestly, I think we have a more coherent plot structure than Digimon.
Ooh, do you think so?
I think it's strange that there's a way.
Oh, okay, moving on. put that box in the corner, back burner. I got my metaphors mixed up.
If we put a baby in a corner?
Yes.
Okay. So Tai's kind of a shitty brother, because, like, I get that he was 7, but still that was dumb.
I mean, I assume it's just like a cultural Japan thing where like parents can't take days off to watch their sick child.
I guess. Does mom even have a job?
Okay, now we're asking some really important questions that I don't know. This is a
like,
good point.
I thought she
point.
Was supposed to be like a housewife.
Fuck.
So she's really just bad.
Well, maybe she was out drinking with dad.
She literally had one job to do.
She was out drinking with dad.
Okay.
I like this story.
This absolves her of responsibility.
Yes. That's what happens when I drink.
Anyway, yeah, she slaps Tai and it has far-reaching effects on Tai's character. Like, that part's fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not, because, like, the things that got us up to there are wrong, but...
Yeah. And then the only other character trait that Hikari shows is that she's way more worried about, you know, getting to play soccer with Tai again than she is about almost dying.
Well, no, it's not that. It's that she puts everyone in front of her.
Okay.
Which is like, yeah. It could be a good character trait if they knew what the fuck they were doing.
That's true. Let's see. So anyway, back in the present, Tentomon found a city.
Yes.
That flying hair is really, really good.
The flying hair is really, really good.
Personally, I'm also a big fan of just Sora's expression the entire time.
Like, that whole shot is good.
Yeah, it really is. I wish our title card could just be a GIF. Can we look into this?
I will look into it.
Alright.
That might be a thing you can do.
Okay. I feel like we've said that before, but...
We might have. Know.
Anyway, either way, it's a good GIF, and we should try and figure out how to post that to Twitter, if nothing
else. They're good GIFs, Brent.
Thank you.
I saw the opportunity, and I took it.
We make that joke a lot, but it's a really good meme.
Yeah, like, We Rate Dogs is a good Twitter account.
They are. I like that you spelled Italy in your notes. Italy?
I was taking notes quickly because other things were going on when I was watching the episode. Okay. Like, I take them in plain text. There's no spell check in the document. Like, don't subtweet my notes.
I wasn't subtweeting them.
I was adding
you, bro.
That's true. I was being directly added. There's no subbing here. We're just going to move on though? From that sentence that I said.
Okay.
I don't hear what you said in response. I'm going to cut it out so it looks like I just moved it on.
Okay. I love that in the dub, as they're flying over the city that's made up of just all the monuments that Tai had to say, it's like that theme park in Florida.
Yep. Yep, because that's how Disney World works. I guess that's specifically either Epcot or it's a small world ride.
Really just the Disney Main Street.
Well, because Epcot has, like, the Around the World thing.
Yeah, maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I haven't been to Disneyland in, like, 20 years.
We should go. I don't know why, but we should go, and then we should do the Around the World at Epcot, where you get a beer at each of the different countries.
Oh, man, that sounds like a good way for me to pass out.
Yeah, it will be fine.
All right.
It's a good idea.
I'm not saying no.
That's true, you did not say no.
Let's see. So,
I really like this episode.
Yeah, it's a good episode.
Like, I'm just into a lot of the things that it does.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into when they remember the internet exists.
Yeah. Although, remember the last time they remembered the internet exists and they could use it to teleport? They should have done that.
Well, emails, you know.
Yeah.
Emails.
Yeah. What are emails?
Boo.
Moving on. Let's see. So, they found some cold medicine, or they found a box of cold medicine, but it was empty.
Oh, yeah, the fake out cold medicine.
I was real, real concerned about getting this cold medicine that, like, won't help that much.
Like, I was also thinking this. I'm like, guys, it's a cold. Like,
I mean, granted, yeah, she should probably take something for the fever, but like some cold rags, they're already doing it. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's like it's a colds aren't like that. Like the worst colds aren't the worst thing in the world.
Yeah,
it took me like
also they were wishing Joe was here. I'm like, yeah, but Joe's idea of great medical supplies to bring was fucking toilet paper.
Yeah, but he would have been able to read the other medicine.
I mean, as we find out from A, the fact that he was failing an exam earlier in this season, and the fact that he's still failing exams in Tri, he maybe shouldn't be a doctor.
I mean, yes. There is a lot to unpack about Joe's character, and there's probably some really interesting stuff about filling his father's and or brother's shoes that will never be touched on in the series proper.
Yeah. Yeah.
And plus, the epilogue of O2, he somehow does it.
Well, no, but he doesn't. He has to go to the digital world because he can't actually practice medicine in the real world.
But he still became a digit doctor.
Yeah, but, like, it's sort of like how I can just say I'm a nutritionist.
No, I don't think that's quite how that works.
Yeah, no, it's an unregulated term. There are similar terms that mean real things. You can also just be an unregulated counselor.
All right, so not to get too deep into this, because we got to loop back to this episode.
Okay, but we can.
There's some missing information that we don't have that would answer this if there was some sort of regulation process you would have to do to become a digidoctor.
That's true, and maybe there will be someday, but for now, it's still a libertarian playground.
Okay. Okay.
We can edit that part out if you want.
Just tone it down just a little bit.
Okay. Okay. Anyway, so they go off in search for cold medicine because they're really kind of fixated.
Right. They're a single issue voter.
I'm a little unclear on why they think when the box in the house was empty that the boxes at the pharmacy are going to be actually filled with medicine.
Well, because they're bottles in the pharmacy.
Okay, well, obviously then. That was a stupid question on my part.
I know, right? Like, you done goofed.
I don't think they ever open it, do they?
Nope, you're correct.
Okay.
Also, can we point out, by like the end of the episode, Hikari seems fine anyway?
Yeah. She's still kind of sick next episode.
But she's, like, super less sick.
That's true. Because that's how colds work.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, digi-cold, like, maybe the cold was running on real-world time?
Okay.
Or her internal body was running on real-world time, and the cold was running on digi-time. Whichever way makes me sound smart where the cold would run its course faster than normal.
Okay. I think the cold would need to be on real world time.
Oh, okay.
Let's see then.
Oh, we gotta talk about when Izzy jacks into the Matrix.
Well, but before I got there, I wanted to talk about TK getting a whole speech about how he's gonna protect everybody, and Sora's just sort of letting him pretend that he's gonna be useful.
See, they're playing house, and Sora's playing mom, and TK's playing dad.
Okay, I guess that's fine. But yeah, so then Izzy does the most internet-based thing in this entire show.
Yes. Can we talk about how they go to a British phone booth and there's a Dr. Who joke somewhere there?
Yeah, there's also just the quote from the dub, "This is the digital age, Ty. There are better ways to find your way around." I'm like, yeah, that's why I needed a phone booth.
Well,
because this is the digital age.
Well, he needed the phone booth for the...
The 56k baud modem that he brought with him.
Yes, for the jack. So he can jack in.
Yeah.
To use the internet. Question mark.
Well, look, they heard that he likes the internet, so they put some internet in his internet, so he could internet wire the internet.
Yeah, like, I don't know if it's still, like, the internet when you're in the digital world, or if it's, like, a digital world version of the internet.
I don't know, but I feel like Google Maps didn't really exist in 1999, so it's actually pretty impressive what he managed to do.
Yeah, I mean, like, maybe it's just, like, an internal network, and that's just, like, the intranet page?
Maybe, yeah.
But anyway, this is what kicks off the cool thing, where Machine Dramon is, like, a cool dude and smart.
Mm-hmm. Yep, Machine Dramon starts tracking him, because that's a thing he can do.
I mean...
I'm aboard with that.
Like, that makes perfect sense.
It really does.
Like this plays out fine.
Yep. Let's see. What is with the Mechanorimon? We're pretty metal, by the way. I like that.
Mechanorimon are super cool. So are Tankmon. I like all of these Digimon.
They're pretty good. But I really like the zoom in on Mechanorimon's eye, where you can just see the body horror.
Yeah, it's super cool. Yeah, but you can also pilot them, if you remember.
Yeah, I do. Everything about that is amazingly metal.
Yeah. This is like the heavy metal episode of Digimon, like heavy metal as in like that animation movie.
Mm-hmm. What is with Mechanorimon though, like making some like Wizard of Oz sort of thing as they wander around?
Well, I think it was only in the dub.
It was.
And I think they were just trying to do like the army thing.
Oh, okay.
Like, there is that uncomfortable, like, pseudo-maybe-doing-a-Hitler thing.
Yeah, a little bit. But yeah, I thought when they first started doing it, I thought they were going to go, yo, wee, yo, yo, but they didn't.
That would have been probably better instead of having this weird analog to World War II in here now.
Yeah.
That makes things real awkward in 2017.
Especially when we break out the genocide attack.
Yes. I mean, it's not great. I think they changed the attack in the US version.
They did.
So, if we mix the two together, it gets even worse.
It becomes a bad take. So Izzy should have had a VPN.
Yes. Izzy gets a VPN later on, or a proxy, or Tor. I think they all accomplish the same thing.
Pretty much. I think Tor is the most accurate one, because it makes it look like he's logged in from a bunch of places.
I suppose that's true, because a VPN or a proxy would just make you look like you're from a different location than where you are.
Precisely.
And Tor,
which honestly, in this case, might have been more useful.
That actually would have been the more useful thing, because then it would have only had one point for them to all converge on. Yeah. But then that would have, avoided the second half of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was 2000. No one knew how the internet worked.
I'm a little surprised, and I guess they just didn't know the Digimon movie was coming, but I'm a little surprised that it wasn't Willis who taught Izzy how to do this trick.
Oh, that's a bad take.
I'm not saying they should have, I'm saying I'm a little surprised, because if this had happened after they decided to make that movie happen, they would have.
Yeah, oh man, it's bad.
Plus, anytime Willis isn't on screen, everybody should be asking, where's Willis?
Is Willis just gender-bent Miyako?
Miyako?
Yeah, whatever.
No, because he's not nearly as good. And granted, that's true of most boys, but...
That's a fucking low bar to not be as good as her.
Damn. But seriously, Willis is a bad character.
I mean, but I'm also...
But he's going to take you to Dasama Mempo. So Machine Drummond is pretty snarky, especially in the dub.
Yep.
And he says to launch Plan Eliminate.
Not Plan Eliminine?
Fuck off.
See, that's where I thought the Kill-9 reference was.
Okay, so I still don't know what Kill-9 is.
A Kill-9 is a... I believe it is a Linux command that allows you to just kill a process outright.
Oh, okay. Yeah, kill... Okay, I see what you're saying.
Yes.
I was trying to turn that into, a band or something.
No.
Because Kill 9 actually kind of sounds like a pretty good band name.
Oh, I mean,
especially
it's...
Especially for a computer nerd now.
It's the third game in the Killer 7 series.
Ah, there you go.
There we go. We did it. A joke accomplished.
A joke that I'm pretty proud of is the, So does that mean I can destroy something? I don't know. Can you? I like that grammar.
Someone had that English teacher.
Uh-huh. It was my mom.
I meant the writers of the show, but...
Yeah. They might have had my mom. You don't know.
That's not...
It's unlikely.
False. Yeah, I mean, there's a non-zero chance.
And then at the last minute, everybody shows up to save Ty. Well... He's about to get killed.
I mean, they do the really cool shot, though, where they're just about to get back to the house, and then the house explodes in front of them, and it's super sad for,
cool.
20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of like the cliche. I thought it was good.
No, I thought that was fine. And then the, Ty's about to die, and I guess Angemon did help a little bit when he shot the thing out of the way, but it so should have been Bojramon, and just TK wasn't doing anything.
I mean,
to help.
I think Angelmon's better than Bergeron.
I agree. I just think after the entire speech about TK gonna protect everybody, it really should have been Sora who had to protect everybody.
I mean, that's...
It would have amused me.
I'm not for that right now. I'm for that for future TK when he's a little shit, but... this TK's
yeah.
fine.
Future TK really only gets that time that he punches out Ken.
Why would you punch out Ken? Ken's the best character.
Well, because he's still evil at that point.
I Oh, man, Yoli should have punched out Ken. That would have been way better.
That is true.
That's now my headcanon.
Yep. Screw it, that episode just didn't happen that way.
Like, I will do some fancy, like, editing and edit the clip poorly. So it's Yoli hitting Ken instead.
just put her head in.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was gonna do.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's a good episode of Digimon. Like, there's some internet stuff and some good character stuff, and like the action scenes were fun.
Oh, we gotta talk about how I proved Hikari is Jesus.
Yep.
Because this part happened that I'm going to talk about. I was stalling while I gather my thoughts on it. So there's a part when Izzy figures out that he's been duped, that he's been being traced, and they just happen to be at a cathedral.
Yeah, I think it's maybe supposed to be like the National Cathedral in DC.
It could be.
But I'm not 100% sure of that.
So you got like the mosaic glass in the background and stuff, and like Ty's being super upset and like out of character because of the flashback stuff. So it goes back to the flashback, and it's basically just a giant reference to like how Hikari was almost dead for about, let's say, 3 days. And then you could say she sort of rose back to life. You know, just...
Plus, technically speaking, she has now been sick for 3 days.
Yes.
Is the total accumulated time... Well, I guess there's been some time in the digital world, too. They spent 3 days in the real world.
It's fine. It checks out.
Okay. Anyway, yes, she was almost dead. Pretty dead for 3 days, and then she wasn't there because she was risen.
Yes. So I'm not going to say she died to save your digi sins, but I'm saying that. And that's that.
That's our theory.
Yep, that's the theory.
Hikari just stole the Jesus mantle away from TK. It used to be his then.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what happens when you give the two siblings the same power, because they had to somehow shoehorn in Metal Gururumon. So really, this is all Matt's fault in the end, when you really start to look at it.
It is always Matt's fault.
Yep. Oh, and then the plan in the sub was Plan Z, which I think is a better plan name.
Yeah.
Even if Plan Z is just, like, destroy the city.
I mean, it makes sense that would be your last plan.
That's true. Like it makes sense. The sub is, like, generally just better in this episode.
That's true.
Oh,
but there
hey.
There were some decent jokes that I like.
Do you know what made an appearance this episode?
Mugendramon?
Yes. But do you know what else?
That telescope we thought never
yes!
came back?
Yes!
Yeah, apparently it shows up a lot, and I just completely forgot about it.
And it's great. And, like, Paimon was there for, like... I was getting worried, and I thought, like, Machine Germain was just going to get, like, destroyed this episode.
No, I think they pretty much all got two-parters, at least.
I mean, unless you're Metal Seed Germain.
No, even he was a two-parter.
I guess. They were just bad, though.
It wasn't good, and it should have only been, like, a two-minute episode.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yep. There's something else, though. I brought up Paimon for a reason. Oh, yeah, because Paimon, like, totally just thought, like, this is over now.
Yeah.
Paimon's just like, yep, he's got it.
Probably should have been right.
Yeah, but, like, Paimon didn't expect Izzy knowing how Tor works.
That's true.
Was Tor around in... Tor was around in 2000, probably.
It was, yeah.
Okay. Was there anything else?
I don't know. This is the last reference to the dark web until Atmon.
Really? They referenced... Oh, yeah, when they fell. They
just legit go to the dark web.
Yeah, which is also Atmon. Hell.
Oh, no, I was talking about Tor, but okay.
Oh, shit. Atmon sounds fucking bomb.
Oh, it's the best.
Oh, man, that's a really good concept.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
I don't know if
fuck.
You should be telling 12-year-olds that the dark web exists, though.
Oh, well, no one 12-year-olds don't listen to this podcast.
No, no, I meant, like, where they just legit go to a place called the Dark Web in Aplimon.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe don't Google that, kids.
Oh, shit.
So anyway, this has been an episode of Going Digital, a Digimon Rewatch podcast.
It has.
And we should do some admin stuff.
Oh, were we done? I was stalling to see if I had anything else yet.
I don't think so. We did our tangents. We did our episode summary. We talked about why this episode's kind of great.
This episode is kind of great. It just feels like this. We're running short, which is weird. We don't run short. We run long.
Wow, we're only half an hour in.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just recorded last week's episode yesterday, and I think maybe we used up all our tangents.
Oh, that's not maybe it's not a bad call. My English is really poor today.
I see that.
Like, I just can't pull together references.
I don't know. There is a non-zero chance that our next episode will be a fun live episode.
That's true.
By which I mean live to tape, but we'll all be in the same physical location.
Right. Same room, live to tape. Oh, we didn't talk about the cool part, the extremely action movie part, where they're in the pharmacy, and at one side they got the tank. We didn't talk about Tank Man.
Oh, yeah. Tank Mon is cool.
Like, it's just a tank, and it's great. But Tank Mon's on...
It's also got that body horror thing going on, where a lot of his parts were organic.
The Metal Empire is just fucking metal.
Yeah. I mean, it comes with the name, but still.
They live up to their name.
They're more metal than you would expect from Digimon.
Yes. But there's a total action movie scene where, like, the Tank Mon's on one side, and the other one's on the other side of them, and they're pinned. And then Ty just shoves himself through that door to the side as they shoot.
Yeah.
And then they jump out a window, and it's like, it's super action movie.
Yeah, definitely. You could definitely see that happening in, like, a Die Hard.
Yes.
Also, you know what's a bad idea? Circular firing squads.
Yes. Was there a circular firing squad this episode?
Well, those two guys... sort of count. You shouldn't both shoot at each other. The best case scenario was they'd still destroy each other and then also happen to kill Ty.
That's true. That's a good point. And I think that's it now. I don't...
Okay.
I Gearmon are cool. I like whatever... Yeah, I mean, it's not their name, but...
I like Hagurumon, yeah. Which means Gearmon.
Yeah. They're neat.
Yep.
No? Yeah.
Alright. I think it's time for admin stuff.
Okie dokie. I can admin stuff. You can find us on the internet at goingdigitalpodcast.com, where there's a website, and there's links to Twitters, emails, RSS feeds, iTunes link, things like that.
Speaking of iTunes.
Yeah, speaking of iTunes, you can rate and review us.
And review us.
On the iTunes.
And that would be nice.
Because we appreciate that. We like hearing back from whoever is listening to this podcast.
Mm-hmm.
You can always email us at thericeballnetwork@gmail.com or use just that handy email button on the main page of the website. We enjoy receiving and reading your emails.
Yeah. That we do. Well, Garrett.
Sporky.
I've had a really great time recording this episode of Going Digital, Digimon Rewatch Podcast, and I hope we do it again, like, Saturday.
Listeners, stop dating us so much, like, it's gonna be weird. Like, if you keep doing that, they're somehow gonna find a way to triangulate our location somehow through just dates.
Maybe. I feel like the easy way to triangulate our location is typically to get on Slack and then ask us.
That's true.
We have terrible OPSEC.
Yeah, we'd probably just answer it. I'm sorry, go ahead. Oh, actually, before you finish, you stop saying the episode number when you've been doing the outro. It's been throwing me off.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's because I keep forgetting, but I think this week it was episode 48 of Going Digital, a Digimon We Watch podcast. But even that 48 number is a little fuzzy because we've got a bunch of special episodes.
Yeah, well, it's episode 48 of Digimon. It's like podcast episode 50-something.
Yeah.
I mean, we could probably actually just, like, figure it out on the fly by looking at a calendar.
That's true. But I sort of like keeping it in sync with the episode number.
Yeah, which I do.
And so I think we're just going to roll back around at the new season.
Well, yeah, because then it's going to be season 2.
Yeah.
That's what the S in front of every episode means.
No, my point is that when I say it out loud, I'm probably just going to still say, like, episode 4.
Oh, sure. I mean, you could also say season is in there, too, if you want.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
We can workshop it.
Yeah, I think we just did.
Well, I don't think we came to a conclusion.
That's true, although I think I think maybe it might just change to, like, episode 3 of this season of Going Digital, a Digimon We Watch podcast.
Maybe, yeah. Or, like, episode...
Well, then it's fine.
Episode 3 of 02 of... Nope, that didn't work.
No, that doesn't work. But anyway, listeners, I hope you'll join us the next time we do some weird thing like this. And until you do, keep your magical fire during Plotmon and keep prosecuting my refrigerator.
Okay.
Yep. That's a thing I said.
That is definitely a thing I said. You said. I'm sorry. English is bad today.
Do you want to take us out on, I don't know, something about the Digivolution?
Oh, yeah,
may or may not be?
I thought we say goodbye first, and then I do that.
Oh. And we don't know our format anymore. What happened?
Well, the secret is we don't have one. We're working on it. Jinx.
Are we going to keep finishing each other's...
sentences?
I was really hoping you were going to go with sandwiches, but okay.
Oh, sorry. I dropped the joke. I apologize. Anyway, have a good time that you're listening to this podcast at. Do not...
Have a good week, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Just have good life. The Digivolution will not be tri-located. Triangulated.
Will not be tri-abridged.
Yeah, no, that was a couple episodes back. cannot be fuck. The word that I said.
Triangulated.
Triangulated. Thank you.
We're so good at this.
We're something at this. All right, I'm gonna click stop now.